Blog Talk Radio.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I'm just bracing, I take in the face of adversity. Facing this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove. I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
Hello, it is Sunday afternoon. It's 4:30 Standard Eastern Time. This is Shelly Nunchucks on the Nunchuck Show. I can't even talk because I just woke up for a nap, and I'm just, like, trying to run this, and my voice might be all cracky, and I do apologize. We've been having snow up here in Maine, and it might interfere with the show, so I'm going to see how well this goes. I'm trying to do at least a half hour today, and my voice is going to start cracking, so pray, I mean, if you're a praying person, pray that I don't lose my voice, because it's been that type of week. So I've been working very hard, you know, to pursue my dreams, and everyone knows it is to work with Jackie Chan. But along the lines, I like to say I am truly blessed to be able to meet so many different types of people that are so talented, you know, not just actors, but directors. And I found out that a lot of people that are filmmakers, you know, that have their own companies, they write their own stories, or they actually get something that they do buy and they do revamp it and such. And it's really an honor to meet those people that are talented that can bring these stories to life on film. I mean, many, many years ago, we probably would have sat around campfires and told stories, and then everything evolved, you know, like into the radio and the TV and then things on the big screen. And it's a blessing to be able to be part of these things. And it looks like I have a caller already coming in. Let's see who this is. Now, remember, if anybody wants to call in, the two numbers calling is 347-989-1473. 347-989-1473. The other number is 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. And I do apologize. Like I said, I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties. If you can't hear me clearly enough, I'm not too sure if it is because of the snow. So I'm going to try to at least do a half-hour show, and let's see how it goes from there. Let's see how interesting it is today. Anyway, I'm going to bring my first caller on the air, see who this is.
Hey,
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Shelly. This is Cal Nguyen. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and how are you?
Good. Hope I won't take up all your time, and you know, I'm not going to... I know you have a kind of half cold and everything, so...
Yeah,
but,
no, I just, I said, you know what, I'm going to try to do at least half hour show. I usually like to talk and talk, but I said, people are welcome to call in today. I don't have any scheduled guests, so, you know, what is up with you? What's been going on?
Well, I just wanted to inform all the listeners out there that I just got back last weekend from the Film the Utah Awards show, and, you know, we officially... had our five nominations, so five categories: best web series, best cinematography, best sound mix, best actress, and best supporting actress. And so that was a local kind of a not like a festival, but it's more like a program for the Warren Warren Workman who put the whole thing together. So that was just like the Oscars for Utah.
Yeah, you know what was really amazing? It's like, I'm glad Warren, he actually, you know, if anybody wants to check it out, you can either friend Warren Workman, or it's Workman, it's W-O-R-K-M-A-N. I know I have a Boston accent, but his name is Warren Workman, and also filmed in Utah. They might have something on there. But you'll see, anybody that wants to go, they can check it out. And I think Warren did a really amazing job getting it together, because it looked like it had so many people. It was spectacular. Everyone looked really nice, and I really wish I could have attended. I would have been there, you know, supporting you. And you looked really good, and I saw you in a lot of pictures, and you looked really good.
Appreciate it. Of course, we didn't have, like, all the cast and crew, you know, the album came. Only about, I think I saw, like, three people, and I think they're all just actors, and that was okay. People had to get in early and get one of the free tickets, because it was, you know, the show is free because it's sponsored by some companies. And I'm trying to see if I can maybe wing something like that for our show, but I don't know if they normally do. I don't think they normally do that for fiction. I think for, like, something like a documentary reality or, you know, broadcast, journalistic type of thing, yes.
Well, you know what I think? Because looking at it, I think it's only the second annual awards, because I think that's what it said on the site, because I was looking at it. I was trying to follow everything. You know, some stuff really seemed interesting. I'm hoping to have some people as guests on my show. And if you know anyone out there, you know, let them know if they want a little bit of promotion or anything to talk about their, you know, stuff. Let them know. And, you know, I do see that A0 has been growing more and more, like the numbers of likes on the page.
Yep.
For Day Zero. You have, like, if you want to say a fan page, is it Day Zero fan page?
It's the official Day Zero fan page at Facebook/DayZeroTV. And obviously, I don't know if people have been following us, but I've been kind of been doing some experimental marketing, and within the span of about, I guess, what, 2 months now, I jumped from 440 likes on the Facebook page to now over 24,000 likes.
Yeah, that's really amazing, and I'm like, I shouldn't be so embarrassed to say that I can't even remember the name of the page, because I helped, you know, be one of the admins on there, and I'm like, I'm so embarrassed on live air call. What's the name of the page? It's because I do apologize. I woke up from a nap and all discombobulated, and I'm like, I'm trying to function here. So it's like, I'm part of something. I'm like, what's the page? So I'm like half asleep. So I'm really glad that no one is viewing this, like, live on TV, because I just look like, you know, waking up and trying to communicate as best as I can. I'm hoping I'm doing a good job and, you know, be able to sit here and talk. Am I coming in clear? You sound like you're clear.
Yeah, you're coming in clear.
Okay, because if we drop or anything, I apologize, because we're having a little bit of a storm here. So I apologize if your call drops. Just call back in.
Not a problem. You guys are probably having the storm, because we just had the snowstorm here. So
yeah, it's like you're my weather forecaster. It's like you get it there and it's coming here. It's like, so I'm well aware of it. So, you know, and
it always moves east, but
you know, move out there.
You know, you could basically just, you know, anything you pocket, Twitter, Facebook, everything but YouTube is Day Zero TV. So like dayzerotv.com is the official site. And then,
yeah,
you know, like we host all the videos, of course, on Blip TV, so /DayZeroTV. But so YouTube's just Day Zero Survivors. That's the only difference. And, you know, again, we host on Blip, and you know, YouTube only contains behind scenes, bloopers, clips, things like that, of that nature, production videos.
There might be more avenues, you know, as it's come along, because to remember that, like with everything too, even the award show, that you had a first season. And anything, it's like, you know, the easiest way to say is you're giving birth to something, and you're giving birth to a story. And I know we talked about this before.
Sure.
And
it'll
grow.
I guess we should probably disseminate a little bit of information. I don't want to get too much detail, but I want to disseminate a little bit of information since we're on this topic about that kind of thing. Because, so basically, I just recently been in contact with I'm not going to name who, but a famous actor, celebrity from the late 70s to early 80s TV show. And so he is an investor as well, not just an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I've been in touch with him, and, you know, he gave me some eye-openers. He gave me some brutal honesty. And most of it comes from a kind of a Hollywood perspective, of course, because he's from that. But he understands both things, and he doesn't want to discourage me or anything like that, too. But, you know, it's interesting, the reality there, because, you know, it's not too much you can expect, because we are nobody. I spent, you know.
Yeah. And that's really hard. I understand that when you say no budget, I don't know if I'm cutting you off or not. I'm sorry. I totally understand, because of stuff that I've worked on where, you know, doing short films, we had no budget. And I just believe, you know, like with Day Zero, and I do believe in Day Zero. I do believe. I've seen it. You did a whole season. And even with the films in Utah Awards, you know, what could happen is, since the film in Utah Awards, it's the second year, it can grow even more. There could be more categories and stuff. It's just the beginning. It's just that you know, it was great. And like I said, and you had a great opportunity to get to network with people and get to meet more people. And that's a wonderful thing. And it's like, I really think Warren did a really great job. And I think it's going to be even more spectacular as the years go on. In like Day Zero, you know, where you're looking for investors, you know, you just keep looking and looking, and it'll grow. And I do believe, when you get together, and hopefully, you know, I'm praying that there is a season two, that the actors, whoever on it, you know, that want to actually come on board or still staying on board, like I said, I don't know what you can really talk about.
I hope that they would stay on board, and it's not because for money, but because of for the art, and, you know, and for that they believe in the project. That they, you know, mm-hmm. and enjoyed their time, and as well as basically to, you know, also it's a win-win, because it boosts their career, you know, gets them more exposure. But at the same time, you know, consistent.
Yeah, I like them. I really do. It's like looking to see, like myself, I mean, you know, I've done projects, and I've seen all the actors and stuff, and you could tell the very beginning of your show, right? It was kind of, you know, it needed to start, and the actors are young, and they'll grow. And I can see that at the very last episode of season one, which I've seen, there was a much bigger difference than in the beginning. I go, it has to end there. I was like, but I want more now of Day Zero, because this is at the part where they've grown so much, and it's just like, why does it have to end? You want more. It's like a bag of chips. Once you have one potato chip, you want more, and I think you're going to be able to bring that in the second season. I know you're very talented. You're great behind the scenes, and you're a great actor. The thing is, I hope you're going to be able to show more of your acting ability. I know you were directing because something you had to do was your thing. It was your thing.
And it's a little harder. You know, I mean, it's a little harder to do that when I'm only, you know, like, it's just, season one, it was me and Tim Sabuco. We were really the crew. It was just us two. We got lucky, at times when we had production assistants. But mainly, like, 90% of the, you know, maybe 85% of the time, it was only me and Tim on set. So, that's difficult because I'm the camera guy, I'm everything. So, when I'm in front of the camera, I have to have the switch, and you know, you sort of have to trust people. But not everybody's like good in their a specific position, and that's what I really want to emphasize for season two. It's like I need the professionals who are experienced in just one position, and if they do that well, then we have a big crew, then it'll actually help.
Since it's your vision, it's the thing is where you have to have someone that'll end up being behind the camera that's you'll understand your vision and how you want it filmed, because if you're not there, they have to be like your second eye, and it's your thing. If it was a different, you know, if you were just acting for a company and someone else was directing it, it would be a different thing. But since it's your, it's kind of like you took over a story and you revamp it, and it's something where, you know, you have your idea for what you want in a series. So you got to find someone that is going to understand your creativity. But there's one thing I like to bring up that I really, truly, really, really respect about you and what you're doing. And it's something that I'm doing for myself. And I like the characters and such. The thing that I really like, and it's for me, trying to find the people to work with who understand about me, is where you're not having the women take their clothes off. And I mean, I love that, and working with the company, it's like you're showing more respect for women, and I really appreciate that. That's something I take to heart, because when I first started getting into acting, and I was all ripped and everything for training and working out, people wanted to give me the parts of just playing, you know, the hoes and, you know, all these other things, and I go, I don't want those parts. And people, like, you know, I was in my late 30s, and people, like, you know, you should take it as a compliment. I go, those are not the roles I want to take. So the thing that had happened, they're like, well, you're not a big actor, so why are you turning these roles down? I go, this is not what I want to do. So I passed up a lot of work. There was a lot of TV shows. I could have got working, but looking back and seeing those parts that these other girls have taken, and I'm not putting any women down that do that. It's just I did not want to do that. And when I saw your show and I kept watching, I go, wow, there's no girls taking their clothes off. I mean, there's a little cuddling with the two of the characters, and it's like, that's your mind. It's like, you know how you go back to those older films and you show a little bit of, like, love, and it's like you're showing love, and you're showing characters that are real. It's like, no, I don't want to see, I'm not saying a prude or anything, but it's like, I want to see the women themselves. And it's like, why do they have to take their clothes off and show their characters? The girls are pretty. Like, the girls that you have on there, they're really pretty. And I know that they're very talented. And when you bring that, and it's like to show the emotions on their face, to have those close-ups on the girls, and it's like, I respect that more. And I like the girls that are actually doing that in your show. So something for me, I take that personally, because I don't take the parts of taking my clothes off. So when I see that, I'm like, wow, this got my attention even more.
We had a discussion online a while back, you know, and it was not, I always thought it was, just in my mind, I mean, I don't know how prevalent that is. I don't understand how often or common that is. You know, is it like, from what you're saying, it sounds like it's a common practice of directors and producers. But that doesn't.
I don't know if it's necessary. It's the directors. It's the stories. It's the scripts. It's the writers. That's what it is. It's not necessarily the directors, because they're only directing it. They're doing their job, and they have to show a certain thing. So, it's the thing is. Is do more people, can they write things where they're not, you know, going to show a woman taking the clothes off? And believe me, I'm not someone that is, like, jealous of other women, because I can say, oh, look at that girl, is really beautiful. And I just would rather see more films to show talent.
You have integrity, you know, so one of my acting coaches, he said this too, there comes a time where you do, you know, you have something like that, and you know, he walked away from $1 million, or over $1 million,
yeah.
over $1 million, because he stood by his ground because they switched it on him, the story, for him to, you know, and I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying anything, but like just in his particular case, you know, he turned it down because he had to do something, you know, it was sexually against the times, you know. This is the 70s,
yeah.
Right? This is like,
yeah.
Just, you know, before how it changed, I think. But so he turned it out, millions of dollars, because of that, because that principle, you know, and he kind of said that, well, what happened to the guy who did accept the role, you know, although he supposedly did good, he's not technically nowhere to be found these days.
I think, you know what it is, too? I think when people, I'm not saying that, you know, whatever people do, it's not going to make them get more roles and such, but I think tend to think that people, they say, you should do anything for the role, and I think that they'll get more roles that way if you take your clothes off and such, and it's like, I really don't think it's necessary. I think it's you as a person, as you bring your energy. And when I'm on set, even in extra work, and, you know, I know what you are trying to bring, where, you know, it's with your thing where you're trying to show as an American, you know, you're totally different than, you know, if you want to explain about what you've gone through and stuff and what you're trying to show, because there's a lot of stereotypical things, and even with myself where I'm trying to work hard on things, there's something that when I look at you, I see you as a person, I know exactly what you're trying to bring. You have nothing to do whatsoever about, like, with martial arts and stunts and stuff. And you have to say it in a minute, you know, like, you know, you did come to this country, you know, you became a legalized citizen. You work in a job, you gave back, you served this country for 8 years, and you have a job, you pay your own bills and such. But the thing is, I don't know if when you first got into acting, were people trying to stereotypical you, where you're trying to stay away from that. You're an all-American. You know, you're even though your background, your heritage is Asian, the thing is, you even speak proper English, and you speak better English than I do. And I was born here, you know what I'm saying? That's what surprised me, going, wow, it's like you're very, I don't know if you want to say articulate, if that's the correct choice. You even know English words better than I do. You can pronounce them a lot better. And I give you a lot of props for that. You know, you speak English quite well. And, you know.
You have an accent, but, you know, that doesn't mean that you don't know English, you know.
I'm trying. I talk funny sometimes. That's why I try to spell the words. But it does show that where I'm from Boston, and it's like that's why I want to keep it. I mean, for now, the roles that I'm doing, I can keep. It's allowed to keep the roles. If there's something that where I will have to do something, I will look for a voice coach. I'm pretty sure you would even help me with it. I go, hey, Cal, can you help me with this? It's like, I don't know if I would do anything besides the things that I'm doing right now, and I feel very happy and honored. But if there's something where it goes outside of what I'm used to, I will train. I will get a voice coach. I will learn as I'm going. As of right now, the things that I'm doing, I don't have to do anything like that. But I know that I would have to be prepared for a role. If somebody wants me something, wants to cast it, I will do whatever that role that I've chosen for. I will give myself 100%. And, you know, I think with you, too, because I've seen you, you know, practice for a commercial, and you had it memorized. I'm going, oh, my gosh, why are you not a chain or something? Because I'm sitting here going, Cal is amazing at memorizing. I was like, I know it's a lot of work, but I'm sitting here listening to you, and it's like even the details of how you're talking and seeing you on camera, I'm going, why are you not a lead actor? Why are you not? I mean, I don't know the way it is. I would cast you as a lead actor in a TV show because you look really good. How can you say you got an eye for camera? You look really good on camera. No matter what pictures, I've seen your pictures and stuff. I was like, wow, this guy's good looking. And he's a very smart man. He knows what he's doing. And I'm like, maybe what it was is you were so involved in, you know, your TV series, and you had to give your all to directing and editing and so much more. I think now is your chance to go out for as much auditions as you can and, you know, do investor stuff. Let's show how good Cal is as an actor, because I know in my heart, and I can feel it. I've seen stuff you've done, your demo reel, your voiceover. you have that. You are a marketing, you know, you're a product, and that's what you're doing. I believe in you 100%. You can bring it. I just believe in Day Zero. I know that from my bottom of my heart. Seeing that people from other countries have liked your show, have liked it, that just shows there. And just remember that if you have a following, it doesn't matter about the awards and such. I was like, I didn't get into acting, or I was like, I know with what I'm doing. When I wanted to train in martial arts, it had nothing to do with trophies. I wanted to be a better person. I wanted to become more of a humane human being, you know?
It's not even about that, yeah, all that, you know? What this is, these are an experiment to me. An offshoot or whatever, you know, from like my amateur days, you know, of just doing
well,
things.
Well, I think I don't think it's so much of an experiment. Do you know what I'm saying? Because if it was an experiment, I think you probably did a one or two, how can I say, you probably would have done just a couple episodes and probably were left as that and just moved on.
I don't mean to say like that, but it's more of, when it started, that's what really, like, kind of, you know, how I felt it was. And, you know, I kind of, like, treat it like everything is, you know, a learning opportunity. So you basically, you know, you go to the marketing. So, you know, here I'm, you know, kind of testing things out. Oh, you know, if something's working, then I'll share that information. And I'll share that with other filmmakers and whatnot. So, you know, we all can benefit. You know, we all should be able to support each other and everything. So it really is it's a little difficult, a little tough because we're in the indie world. See, we're not in Hollywood. So, you know, for what I'm doing now, as much as like acting goes, I do want to have that seen and shown and that to be what people remember mostly myself as, but it's a little difficult. Like, that's one of the reasons I created Day Zero in the first place to show, you know, so to boost my acting career, you know, because I'm not going to sit behind the phone, right? So, you know, in the meantime, it's gotten me more and more, you know, that kind of thing, exposure experience and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But I, as I'm writing, sitting here writing episode Season 2, Episode 1, premiere opener for another season. I have to not only write this, but a few revisions. So it's all dependent on, like, can we get the all the original actors back together? Can we get
the
funding?
I hope so.
You know? And
yeah,
I need that funding to be able to even, like, concoct the story of, like, you know, well, if it's no budget or low budget, then I've got to, like, keep it within, like, you know, certain parameters, right?
Yeah, that's true.
You can't do certain things. Yeah. So I can't go wild. If it was a big budget, I can go wild. Am I right?
Yeah. And I think the characters do grow on you. You know what I'm saying? For season one, everything is about money. And it's like, it's really kind of strange because I've seen so many different things out there. And I've been trying to, how can I say, excuse me, I've been trying to be open-minded where I wouldn't see even chick flicks and everything. I says, all right. People says, give these films a try. So I says, okay. I'm going to try to, like, you know, look at stuff. And I'm losing my voice here. Hold on for 1 second. Excuse me. Great.
Okay.
Live on there. I'm hacking up a furball here. But anyway, you know, I try to watch other films and try to be open-minded. And I already know because people, like, they say, well, you know, how are you going to like it if you don't watch? And I go, you just have a feeling for things and trying to be open-minded. And even in the beginning of your show, I wasn't too sure because I was like, I don't know. It looks a little slow. And I'm like, I don't know. I've seen so many web series. And I'm going, okay, is this going to be okay? Is it, you know, with what you're doing? And it's like, I'm like, am I going to enjoy this? So I started watching, and it's like, you have to watch it to the end. And then when you get to the end, you see the characters grow, and it's like, even their acting abilities, something even showed, and you're so used to those characters, and you want to see them again in season two, but if they can't make it, I mean, you can let them know. So Shelley loves them. You know, I ended up, the characters grew on me. Even the girls, because usually I watch more, you know, I am an action chick, not in most of the action films I watch are all men, and people that I want to work with, they're mostly all men. So when I saw the girls and I was like, okay, I don't even know, just hear how this goes. So then I was seeing it more and more that the girls were growing, you know, they were growing. And even at the very last, like even looking at, you know, their acting, those Devon was crying on the very last episode. And I was just like, that was really good. I just give props. It's like, if you do some crying there, it's like, she's got something right there that made me see right there that she has something. And it's like, she can bring it. I just hope she's coming back on. I mean, I can't, you know, I mean, I'm hoping and praying that, you know, these people come back on. If not, you know, you got to do what you got to do, you know, for whatever, you know, season such. I think your following likes the characters, and they probably want to see them in a season two. I hope the actors know about the following for your, you know, for day zero. I hope they really know and understand that those people, you have almost like 23,000 likes on your page. And that means, like, them liking your page, that means they like the characters in the show, and they probably want to see them back in season two. It's like, maybe that's something you can bring up to your actors, knowing that they, you have a following, and they like your show, and that means that they like the actors. So maybe you can, like, you know, going, hey, you got this following. People actually like you guys. Come back.
I think some of them, you know, they know that. But, like, others, you know, it just has to be, you know, I don't know. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, everybody was new. Everybody's relatively new, you know, cast crew. That's why I would use the word experiment. Everybody's new. It's like, it almost like a training ground for everybody,
mm-hmm.
you know? They're all new into the, you know, to the role and the positions that they're doing. So, and as far as like crew, for season two, I do want new people because I want them to be the ones that, you know, are experienced in their position. So I know a lot of people. I know a number of boom operators. I know a number of camera folks. Now, the thing is that hopefully they'd be willing to do it, you know, within the confines of the budget. You know, and so it's, to me, it's almost, it feels a little bit difficult in a sense because it feels like everybody just wants money more than they are.
It's kind of, the thing is, if you really think about it, you know, when people start getting into things, I mean, we can't really blame people, you know why? Because everybody's going to pay bills, and I know everything's coming out of your own pocket, and it's like, if they have families and such to raise, it's kind of like, I think they might go with something, even if it's less. Maybe something isn't going somewhere, they would need to get something paid for the bills. So I think it does come down to money. So if you do get investors and you're able to pay your actors.
Yeah, I understand a little bit of that because, like, as an actor, you know, I mean, I would love to get paid and stuff, but like, or whatever, even as a crew member. But if they're, you know, and that's why those who are new are willing to do it for free. Those who
to get their chops, you know.
Yeah, those experienced are less willing to do both. You know, so that if I wanted to get the best of the best, then you know, to have, we need funding. We need funding to pay. And that's the hardest thing because crowdfunding didn't help. It didn't work. So we have to. You know, that's why I've been talking to investors. You know, and trying to see if they'll be on board, and what they're looking for is dollar signs too, because they're looking for, you know, because they're looking to have a return on investment, and they're looking, and so they look at television, you know, and stuff like that, theaters, television, and that there's a certain requirement for that kind of thing, and so really, it's just, but they're also looking for a finished product as well, in which we do have a finished product. Now, I need to...
Yeah, people want something, you know.
Everything.
People want something back in return.
Right. So, you know, and it's not just having to sit out there viewing for free or whatever. It's not really making anything, right? So,
well, besides day zero. Oh, sorry?
No, I was just saying that. So, basically, the platform, the format, the whole, you know, goal is to you know, unfortunately, you have to have that angle of you know, how are we gonna get people on board to, you know, get an ROI, and that's, you know, mm-hmm. I understand it's business, but you know, so
yeah.
There's art and then there's business side to this, and it's it is what it is, and. You know, you got to do what you got to do, and you know, I'm not going to expect everybody to, you know, because I mean, everybody's got the same problem as I do, right? In the indie world,
It's not just over where you are; it's everywhere, and we're all struggling trying to make things and such. And I know that after with day zero, and what I had wanted to know since. Now day zero and you're looking, the season's over and you're looking for second season. What are some other projects that you're working on now?
I'm a new co-executive producer for a short film called Ascend. And you can find out more info on Facebook at /Ascend2013. And the director, Denver James Hallward, he and I worked together on a previous project called AB Negative. A short film. He directed it. I was one of the lead actors. And now this new short film is a science fiction film that he wrote, and he'll be exec producing and directing in March. And so they'll send everybody out, you know, basically to like all over Utah, and basically it's kind of like they'll pay, but it's like. You know, they'll pay for the lodging and food, whatever, things like that. But I get to be a guard in it, so there's only a few lines. But I chipped in. Basically, I was an investor for that. And so I am a co-executive producer. So I've been doing that, getting that ready, and just waiting on that. And Denver actually finally watched AB Negative, the rough draft I edited. So I'm a producer and editor as well on that. But he just checked out. He really liked what he saw. He'll get to specifics about, you know, what needs to be done, you know, if we need to cut something or you know, speed up something or slow down something and whatnot. But overall, so far, he really is impressed. He said that he, you know, he could tell that I put a lot of work into it. And so... That's great. That means a lot. So, you know, right now, also, I have an audition coming up, too, next week for a movie, feature movie. And then I think I might have another audition somewhere else. I don't remember. But outside of that, I'm just kind of writing, starting to write the script for a season two of Deezer if we do have that. And right now, I'm looking at, like, I know you emphasize the lead stuff, and you know, but I'm writing it. I don't see that for myself. I see more of an ensemble than anything. I see more.
More of an ensemble, but the ensemble, I mean, each and every person that's in the ensemble, like if you look at like The Walking Dead, there's many different leads that are in there, but each character has a story, and it's like we need to see your story a little bit more. I mean, everybody's together in an ensemble. I believe me, I totally understand that. Like in the dinner theater shows that I did, it wasn't just the bride and the groom. It was the whole entire ensemble cast that made the show. So with Day Zero, you will have each person. It's like, I think we need to know more of each body's background and the stories, know more about them. That's probably like
a good thing. That's what you do in an ensemble group. You, you know, in a show, in a series, you give each of the lead, the regulars, their own like story within an episode. You know, maybe there's a two, a dual, you know, kind of story arc happening within each episode. And so that's really the idea behind that, you know. So you have the ensemble, and then, you know, so what it sounded like to me, so you're saying I need to be the lead in each episode all the time.
No, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I mean, yeah. I mean it, to bring you out more, to show you, it's like, I mean, everybody, you know, to show about each character more and more. Like, just like with The Walking Dead, and it's like, I know it's a totally, I mean, it's kind of post-apocalyptic, but if you look at it, each character, they do show more and more, and it shows, you know, with each show and each episode, each person seems to get, you know, fair enough amount of showtime, and Walking Dead has grown on me, and I was figuring, oh, you know, I'm hoping to see more where two of my favorite characters are Maggie and Glenn. And I'm like, come on, I want to see more Glenn. So, I mean, it's something like, I also like Daryl, too. You know, he's the one with the crossbow. I was like, Daryl, and it's like, I want to see more of these people. I want to see more of Glenn. So in the very last episode that I watched, because I was like, I said, I don't have a TV. I haven't watched TV in 3 years, but able to view him, and I saw Glenn kind of bringing it, and I was like, girl, Glenn. I was like, going off, and I was like, I like that. I had to wait to see, you know, more and more about them, but it's the characters that are growing. It shows them as human beings, and it's like, I think with Day Zero, when you show people that they're not perfect, I think people can relate to the characters, and that's why they like watching the show. And I think with, you know, showing a little bit more about you, you're kind of like a smart, you know, doctor kind of character. But it's like you're kind of an oddball at the same time because you're smart and stuff. Yeah. And it's like, I think that's what people are going to like about you because you're not perfect. And it's even though you're smart and you probably have.
A lot of people, you know, I'll piggyback on that. A lot of people have said that about our show that they like the Jim Lecter character the most because it stands out. There's even a big, deeper backstory, you know, for the character. And I think Jim ties the whole essence, the concept, the whole lore of Day Zero together. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's I was in 9 out of 10 episodes in season one. You know, so I was in, you know, some bigger than others. You know, some episodes I'm in more than others, but that's how I'm seeing it. So it's you know, even for season two, as I'm writing it. It's basically, you know, I'm actually adding characters to it because I want to create a more dynamic interaction, you know, more of a stake. So basically, you know, I'll pop up. My character will pop up, you know, here and there and, you know, like that. But you know, I'm kind of dividing the time between, like, all the characters. You know. And now we're only a half an hour, like a slotted type of show, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Walking Dead's been around for 3 years, and it's an hour show. You know, obviously, on TV, it's an hour each episode. And so they got a lot more time to devote to character development.
Oh yeah, speaking of Walking Dead, you got to go back to watch the pilot. And I found I had one of our friends, mutual friends, on the ear. He actually called was Tommy Mack, who's actually a stunt person. And I was watching it over my brother's house, and it was like, and I saw something where he was in the car. It was the very first pilot episode. He was in the car when it flipped over, and he was shooting. And go to find out, he actually. That was him. I go, wait, that's Tommy. So it's like, I was like, that's really him. And then go to find out in The Walking Dead, right, the part where Rick's on the horse going into the city, Tommy's there as a zombie, I think, with his kids, where there's a training that you can do with a horse, and you teach the horse to lay down, right? And that's how the zombies eat him. They eat the horse, falls down, and the zombies eat Rick's horse. And he was there. He's the one that was the thing for the horse where bringing the horse down. And I was like, really? I was like, that's going to be kind of cool to be on the most popular series that's out there, that's a cool series. And I was like, that's really neat that he was there and showing, I think he was actually in the car when it flipped over. So I was like, oh my gosh, and he comes out and he's shooting, guns are blaring, they kill him. And I'm like, man, we should have saw more Tommy, because you're going to love his characters. He has a very strong, you know, character look. And the funny thing is, he's a sweetheart. You know, it's like, you look at these guys, he's, you know, long hair, big guy, older gentleman, looks like he could kick your butt. But it's like when you talk with people, they're nice. And that's what acting is about. And it's like, it's kind of great to actually been able to see that. And it's like, I would love to get on the show. And if I can't even get on, you know, The Walking Dead, I've got to be something on your show, like a hybrid. I know it's not about hybrids and zombies, but I'm telling you, I will be the best hybrid on your show. I will do, you can throw me around, do whatever, you can shoot me in the head, you do whatever you want, I'll be the best hybrid you ever have on that show.
Okay.
I know it's not all about hybrids, but put me on the show for a hybrid, I will give you my all. You can get me dirty, throw tons of blood on me. I know it's not all about that. I know, but, you know, your show's more about a drama.
I think you would be more, you would, that would be a waste of your talent.
But it's, no. De Niro actually said there's no small parts. It's only small actors. Robert De Niro actually said that, because even like I said, I'll go back to that one film again. I always talk about the one where I felt very lucky and blessed, where it's like the people that I like look up to, like James Wu and many others. There was a film festival that it's called the Action on Film Festival. Now, I was in a film and I was an extra. Okay, I had no lines and stuff, but it was in a scene. A guy did a fight, got his neck snapped, and I screamed, "What the beep?" real loud. And everybody was like, oh, my God. The director turned around and said, he liked that. And he goes, Shelley, do it again. So I brought the energy. I'm like, I said it about 10 or 15 times, and they're recording it over and over and over again. The director liked it because even though I was an extra, I bring the energy on set. And the director's like, they love with what I do. Go to figure out that that film went to the Action on Film Festival and won awards. And I go, wow. I made something out, went out to California to this film festival. Like, oh my gosh, it won awards, and it was something where all the people that I looked up to, and I got to be in a little part of something where I feel very honored. So even as an extra, I know I'm very talented and such. If you bring that, you know, that makes directors and such happy. I know what you're saying. It's like, you know, I have more to give, but, you know, being a hybrid with the makeup on and such like that, I love it. I don't have to be the pretty girl. You can toss me all around. I've got experience, so it's like if I fall down, okay. So it's like you can dress me up as many different hybrids. Yeah, it's like, you know, I mean, come on. You know, you're going to make the actors, like, you got to, like, let them kick a little butt or something. I know it's not about that. I know. I talk and stuff. I know yours is more about drama, but it's like having the experience. It's like, Shelly does a little bit over stunts. We can have a really super hybrid. I'm just putting it out there once again. I know what your show is all about. It's more about drama and more about the characters and stuff. But if you ever need a hybrid, that one, you want a super duper hybrid, let me know.
Okay.
I'm all for it. You can get me as disgusting looking as you want to. I don't care. You can have my brains falling out or anything, my eyeballs hanging down. I don't care. I'll be all for it 100%. I played a zombie. I know it's hybrid is different than a zombie. I know that. I know there's a difference. But whatever you want, I'm all for it. I'll be in it for it. And it's like, hey, like I says, on your set, whatever, if you need help, you know, applying, like, shine makeup, if you need me help with catering, anything, boom mic or anything like that, you want help, you know, I'll work on a set. If I'm not acting, that's what I do on set. So just let me know if, you know, if you ever think about me, I'll go 100% besides the character.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
I don't mean to put you on the spot. I do this to everyone on the show. It's like, yeah, I know. I'm just putting it out there. So you're not the only one that I do this to. I will say, hey, if you need some, hey, I'll be there for you. You know, you never can tell.
It's a long way out to Utah. Yeah. But,
you know, anything's possible. You never can tell. You never say no, because never say no, never say never. You just don't know what the future can hold.
Right. I think it's interesting that, I mean, you know, I'm just having fun with it. You know, so that's the most important thing about it. And, you know, whether we get anywhere further in the future, that would be a huge blessing, obviously. But in the meantime, you just, you roll with it and you do what you can within your limited resources, and then you put it out there and people like it. You know, there's a lot of people who like it, right? So that's good, and that in itself is good, because like, especially having some fans from the Philippines, South America, whatever, they're all, some of them are more vocal than others. I mean, they're gonna. Someone from the Philippines is really, really adamant about liking the show. He's sharing it with his friends and everything. And they let me know, right? Most don't, though. I mean, most, that's one of the hardest things is to get feedback.
Before I end the show, because it's almost going in an hour, I just wanted to know if there anything else you wanted to talk about, anything else you wanted to bring up?
Yeah. Huh?
Anything else you want to bring up? Because the show's about to be ending, because I was only going to do a half hour today, so it's an hour. And I was wondering if there's anything else you wanted to bring up before I end the show today.
Right. Yeah. Wait, hang on. What did you say?
Oh, I'm sorry. Because the show's, I actually went over half hour. I was only going to do a half hour show today, and I'm actually ending the show at 5:30. So I was wondering if there was anything else besides Day Zero, anything else, any other films or anything else you wanted to bring up?
Oh, sure. I just wanted to, have people, if they've never seen it, go to blip.tv/DayZeroTV to watch it.
Okay, and is there any shout-outs you'd like to give out to anybody? Any thanks or anything? Anything out there you want to give some shout-outs to anybody?
I just like to thank my casting crew for, being supportive, to as much as the extent that they have, I know they're busy, so... and to anyone who's going to be working with us in the future, David Rossi Jr. He is a publicist for a number of projects over here, and he's really supportive as well. So that's all I have on my mind right now.
Okay, well, to let you know also too, my little co-host Jackie Chan Kitty, she's over here, and she must know that you're on the phone because she's rubbing up against me. She must have a feel for it. So it's like, I think I like that guy cow. She's enjoying it, and, she must know I'm having a great – we must have some sort of great vibe or energy because my little co-host, she's, like, loving it. She's rubbing up against me and stuff. She's like – she must like Cal. That means you must have great energy. So I just want to say thank you so much for calling in the show. And, I'll have to have you as a guest sometime. Thank you so much for calling in. So we'll have to set it up where you're an actually official guest on my show again. Okay.
Well, thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Okay. Well, thank you once again. And enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
You too. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that was Cal Newen, all the way calling in from Utah. And yes, check out his series, Day Zero, on Blip TV. And you can actually go to that film page, Day Zero fan page, on there. I'm actually one of the admins that help out from time to time. And the show, I believe, just can grow on you. It's like a bag of chips. It'll just, once you watch it, you want to watch more of it. The story will grow. Just give it a chance, and hopefully we'll be able to see a season two. So, Cal, very much, best wishes on that. And I want to end the show with a song where I'm trying to bring it up in the queue here. And it's actually called Battle Song. And I always play it once during my show once or twice, but I'm going to end the show with this song. Battle Song is by the man, the myth, the legend himself, Ahura Zecora DeLisle. And he's actually a man that's very talented, a musician, a director, a filmmaker. And he actually gets to work with his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari, and they get to sing together and such. And I'm very much honored for almost every single Saturday to be able to work with them. You know, it's something that I feel very blessed to be working in a company on Unicovia Pictures. And we are working on a film called Valcare. And once again, I always say I'm very, very blessed. And I know it's truly hard work, even though I haven't been able to film, trying to work out more and such to be able to do the part in this role where I'm actually playing one of the leads. And let me say, I have so much more respect for stuntman and Jackie Chan. I mean, that's my dream, to work with Jackie Chan. And actually working on this film itself, I'm telling you, when we were training on film and even training in the snow up to our knees, it was very hard. It's a lot of work. And we have to train even more because we're going to be doing all-in-fight scenes, stunts. We're taking horseback riding lessons and everything. And when it comes to that point, I think we're having this song play where we're in full costume weapon, standing side by side, and anything with a film, music, it sets the mood. So when you hear this song, Battle Song, that I'm ending the show with, you'll understand it's like that epic kind of feel. So everyone, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. And remember, if you have a dream, no matter what it is, you are as good as anybody else. So you should go for it. So just remember that. And this is Shelly Nunchucks, you know, making impossibilities realities. So everyone, enjoy the rest of your Sunday.